Federal officials now acknowledge that the death toll from Hurricane Katrina will climb into the thousands. But it will be weeks before the number of dead is known. First, the gruesome task of going block by block, door to door, looking for people who might still be alive, answering pleas for help written on rooftops. In Waveland, Mississippi, where the eye wall of Katrina came ashore and wiped away virtually the entire town, a search and rescue team from Virginia Beach, Virginia, is sloshing through the ruins. Producer Giselle Grayson followed the team as they looked for homes where people could still be trapped.
This area was hardest hit. 10-4, copy, thanks. As you look to your left, you'll see this is just debris fields of what were structures.
Most of the people on the team have quite a bit of experience. One of our first real deployments was the Murrah building in Oklahoma City. And on 9/11, we were at the Pentagon.
All right. But if you can, you'll probably get this under there, they'll come right off.
Tell you what, just go ahead and move the plywood.
Let's hold off right now until the engineer takes a good look at the structure. We've got a one-story house. About midway through the house, the building has collapsed. Also, I want to get into the attic and check that, because if they went to high ground, they could be in the attic. And he's barking on that.
Come on, let's go.
You got stuff wrapped around your chin.
You're going to have to check all the way back to the other end of the house. When it's blowing that way.
We ran the first dog through. He bark alerted, indicating that someone is in there. Of course, if they were in the attic area, they could be in a small space somewhere. We're bringing in a second dog now to confirm. If we confirm that we get a second bark or a hit, then we're going to go ahead and start working this as a live rescue.
If we end up moving, it could roll forward into the wall. So
okay,
I just want to make sure you guys got a way out.
Okay.
All right.
I think you need to talk to some people at home, remind them what this actually can do, because the United States in general has been really lucky about not having a hurricane that did this type of damage. And they've done it in resort communities, and a lot of people kind of said, well, that's what you get for building on the seashore. And now that it's happened in an area like this where it's people's normal homes, it's not their vacation home, kind of it's a little different perspective on the whole thing.
Load up!
Todd Cannon, Bernie Danicki, Tim Riley, and Mike McAndrews searching for survivors in Waveland, Mississippi. The good news is that at this house, they found no signs of life or death. They'll continue working today as long as there's light.